Hey folks, you're OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the RCA Digital MP4 player. This one comes in two capacities, 2 GB or 4 GB, and it sells for under $40, which is pretty affordable but not as cheap as the Gigi Martinson Digital MP4 player that we also checked out a few weeks ago. With that being said, RCA is a much more reputable company, and so their products have a better quality behind them as far as construction, in addition to the software, which makes a lot more sense. Performance is also a lot stronger and more comparable to expensive digital MP4 players, such as the iPod Touch or maybe the iPod Nano, if you're really just listening to music. So taking a look at the design here, we have a very shiny and metallic finish. It has some chrome accents, and it's primarily crafted out of plastic, so it still feels very lightweight in the hand, even though it seems like something a bit more expensive. It is a huge fingerprint magnet, however, so it does attract a lot of fingerprints, dust particles on it, so you do need to clean it off regularly. The display on here is pretty large and offers a decent viewing angle, which we'll show you in a moment. It's also pretty bright, and below it we have access to the RCA logo in addition to the 5-way navigation toggle, which is inclusive of the skip tracks, volume controls, and play and pause. These buttons are pretty large and also easy to press. With that being said, they are also crafted out of plastic that kind of creaks when you tap or press on them, so it doesn't give you the greatest feeling of confidence when you're using it, unfortunately. On the sides, you don't have any keys on the left, but on the bottom there is a mini USB for charging and syncing. Fully charging this MP4 player takes 2 hours to complete. You can use any software on a PC or a Mac to drag and drop files like songs and also pictures as well as videos directly onto the device, so there's no syncing that's needed. There's also a 3.5mm jack for listening to music using headphones or speaker. On the other side, there is also a power on-off switch, which is easy to tap on. There's also a reset pin. And finally, on the back, you have access to a lock key for, again, locking the entire thing from accidentally being pressed when you have it in a bag or into your pockets and listening to music. There's also a microphone for doing any voice notes, and that's basically the design. Pretty simple and also a lot more lightweight than I originally anticipated. The display on this MP4 player is also considerably larger than previous generations that we saw from RCA and other manufacturers, and at $40 it still is pretty affordable. So taking a look at the menu here, tapping on the power key once instead of holding it down also dubs as the back key, or it takes you to the home menu. As you can see here, we have access to a carousel-like view of the various applications. It goes up and down, which is very intuitive with the control set, and it's pretty responsive as well. There's access to a battery status indicator in the top right-hand corner, and battery life is decent on this. I received roughly a week of usage with some sporadic listening in between before I needed to recharge it, and it again charges up pretty quickly. So here we have the voice memos, which allows you to listen back to your voice recordings. The microphone on here is not noise canceling, so it's not the best in the world. If you are using it in a noisier environment, it's not going to do as well as if you have it in a conference room or in the home or in the office. So it's good for lecture notes, good if you're a student, and you know, good for some occasional memos, but it's not going to replace your cell phone either. Over here, you have your favorites, so you can save any books that you want. There's a separate functionality for audiobooks, so you can store it in a different folder and then listen to books when you're on the go. It works decently. There's also the ability for you to listen to FM radio. If you want to tap on that to listen it, there is a built-in antenna, so you don't have to plug in headphones or a cable to use it. Tapping on the skip track keys for a few seconds longer automatically searches for a clear reception channel, and that works pretty nicely. It's a basic amount of multitasking that is supported, so you can play back a song while you enjoy a slideshow from the photo gallery or something like that, so it's pretty easy to use. There's also settings for checking out the firmware, the amount of memory that's being stored, as well as the screen timeout settings, and so on and so forth. Favorites, going back here, we have the ability to play back any video files. It supports MP4 files pretty decently, and you can see here that the display does a good job of showing back your images and your videos, and the viewing angles are also pretty nice. So you can see that the frame rates are a bit sluggish, however the resolution is decent. So you can definitely enjoy a few flicks on here if you are on the go, or maybe purchasing this for a child. They can definitely enjoy maybe a few episodes of a TV show on this particular MP4 player. You can see the text though is a little bit blurry, but that's just one limitation that we found. Going to the next feature here is just the photo gallery. If I tap on there, you can check out a few sample clips. And over here we have the images loaded. You can see that the time to load an image is definitely about, I would say, half a second. It then flashes through them, but the actual resolution of the images are pretty good, and the color on the display is decent as well. The processor, you know, is a lot faster than the Gigi Martinson MP4 player that we saw, where the images had to take 2 to 3 seconds to fully load. So this is another improvement as far as that's concerned. So at the end of the day, if you are still in the market for a budget-oriented digital MP4 player, I think this RCA model is an improvement over some of the iPod Nano clones that we saw on Amazon and also eBay. The quality of the control set is a little bit finicky. It could be better. However, the UI is much more intuitive and the feature sets is stronger as well. The only limitation I would say, I would like to see a micro SD card slot for expanding the memory and also maybe a stronger battery life, but overall it does a decent job. To learn more information about this digital MP4 player, be sure to read our full written review. This has been our video. Thanks for watching Cure OS Reviews.